I'm Dwayne Shake in the studios at the Washington Radio Center as we continue to practice our social distancing this morning. Our guests from Davies Community Hospital are joining us via the phone on conference call this morning as we welcome Tracy Conroy, CEO of Davies Community Hospital, and Nancy Devine, head of nursing. Ladies, good morning. Thank you so much for taking time to join us again today.
Good morning. Good morning.
Glad to have you with us again. We say this every time we go on the air. Please keep in mind the information we pass along is changing literally by the hour, by the minute at times, isn't it, ladies?
Yes, it is.
And we have some new information to pass along. Tracy, I want to start with you this morning. First, we've had this on the news throughout the morning today, but we want to pass along the new visitor guidelines that are in effect now at Davies Community Hospital.
Yes, our new visitor guidelines are still, you have to be at least 18 years of age or older to visit. And really, there are no visitors. There are a few exceptions. And those exceptions are, if you're coming to the emergency department, you can be accompanied by one person. You will be following the same screening procedures as everyone else. OB patients that are in labor and delivery, they can have one visitor now. Pediatric inpatients, they can have one parent or guardian to visit those patients as well. And then our patients that are receiving chemotherapy infusion services, because a lot of times they are vulnerable and sometimes weak, they can also be accompanied by one person. If you're having surgery for the day because someone has to come with you because you're not able to drive home, a surgical patient can also be accompanied by a visitor. But again, those visitors have to be at least 18 years of age and older, and they will go through the screening process and have to meet the criteria.
Well, again, we know this can be an inconvenience for some, but we got to stress, please bear with the hospital officials. This is for the safety of not only the patients, but also your staff at Davies Community Hospital, just practicing safety guidelines first and foremost.
Yes, that's correct. We want to keep everybody safe.
The next thing is, this is something that you've developed now, and we really want to get this word out there. Telehealth visits. This is instead of office visits, you guys have set up telehealth. Now, this may be new to some folks listening this morning. What is telehealth?
Telehealth is a visit that is not in person. It can be one of two ways. It can be by some type of video messaging application, meaning FaceTime. It can also mean an application called Zoom, which the provider will walk the patient through that's on the telephone. If they're not able to have that application, again, we can use FaceTime. If FaceTime's not available, it can just be a conversation on the phone with your provider. This is available starting today. Patients may actually receive a call from the office, changing your on-site visit to what we're calling telehealth virtual visit. Again, this is to keep everybody safe. It's to keep patients that do not need to be seen, but possibly need the advice of the provider or have questions. And this can take the place of that in-person visit to keep that person safe and everybody in the office safe.
Man, we've come a long way with technology today, and what a great service. We want to say thanks to the providers, too, who are stepping out of probably their comfort zone, something new for some of these providers, but what a great service that is offered, telehealth. Now, how does a patient go about getting a telehealth visit set up?
They just call and schedule the office like they normally would, and the office will help them decide if they need to be seen, because we obviously want to see those patients in person that need to be seen. But those that can be done virtual, the office, the scheduler, will assist that person in making a determination if it's going to be a virtual visit or an in-person visit.
Great. All right, Nancy, I want to bring you in now. Nancy Devine is with us as well on the conference call. Many may be driving by and seeing a new tent that has been set up outside the ER. Can you tell us what that tent is all about at Davies Community Hospital?
Yeah, we've actually set up a tent right outside the ER doors, and that tent is to allow us to screen patients prior to actually entering the facility. So we'll have staff members there. They will have personal protective equipment on so that if a patient presents, has respiratory symptoms, they the staff themselves are protected, but then they will also place a mask on that patient and then based on different algorithms, actually decide what the best course of treatment and how to route that patient through the hospital. And that's just to keep the community safe, keep our staff safe, and then keep those who are already in the hospital safe.
Well, I can see somebody driving by and panicking and then immediately getting on their phone and starting the rumors because they see this set up outside. Please do not do that because, Nancy, I can tell you firsthand, the rumors are rampant around this town, and let's stress again with you and Tracy both on the phone, there are no confirmed cases at this point in Davies County.
That is correct. We do not have any confirmed cases in Davies County. I can tell you that in the state of Indiana, they have tested 554 individuals. Out of those individuals, 79 so far are positive for the coronavirus. It is in 27 counties in the state, but not in Davies County, and nor are we seeing on the state website any counties surrounding Davies with positive cases. So at this point, we do not have any positive confirmed cases of coronavirus here.
And I saw just yesterday there has been a confirmed case in Evansville now and also one in Terre Haute. That's probably the closest it has been to our immediate area that you can see, right?
Yes.
Well, for your employees, you've enacted some new guidelines as well. Nancy, I'll stay with you on this one. All employees that are coming to work at the hospital, they kind of go through a checklist too, don't they?
Yeah, we actually have the employees currently at this time. They're self-screening for any symptoms related to COVID. So if they have any respiratory issues, a temperature, or any signs and symptoms of the virus, they are to report that immediately so that we can decide whether or not they are safe to work. Now, starting on Monday, we will be implementing another process with our employees to which we're actually going to tighten up that screening and do some temperatures upon arrival to the institution just to make sure that somebody, you know, who's feeling okay actually is not potentially somebody that could have the virus.
And Nancy, while we're talking about this, I want you to get the opportunity as the head of that department to really give a shout out to those men and women that are on the front line daily working there at Davies Community Hospital to keep us safe and our community safe, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the one thing that I think about in regards to this virus, you know, the rest of the nation is, you know, trying very hard to take a step back and to, you know, stay home whenever possible to keep from spreading the virus. Those in healthcare are taking a step forward. You know, we're right in the face of it, and we're doing everything we can to contain it, to mitigate the risk, and just to make sure that we're keeping everybody safe.
We appreciate each and every one of you. I know it's a thankless job sometimes, and as I said, you're on the front line of it, and can't say enough to all of those men and women who are putting in their time and serving in the health field at this time. Tracy, I want to bring you back in now. If someone does feel that they have the symptoms, we've passed along the hotline number a lot there at the hospital. 812-254-2764 is the hotline number. Start there. Call that number, 254-2764. But then how do you go about getting tested? It's not an easy process, and you can't just test anyone that comes through, right?
Yes, unfortunately, that's true. I know, again, the media talks about all of the tests that are available, and in some areas, they are more available. We do have tests here on site, but we do have strict guidelines that we still have to go by, and it is difficult. That's why it's best to call the hotline number, walk through your symptoms with a clinical person, and then we will best advise what is the next action that needs to be taken. And hopefully we are hearing that testing is going to become more available, and I think we'll see that, you know, hopefully next week. But until that time, right now, we do have to follow the guidelines. And basically, if you have the respiratory symptoms and you are sick enough to where you have to be admitted to the hospital, that is one of the criteria that you do meet to be able to be tested. But fortunately, most people just have mild symptoms, and they have respiratory symptoms, and they don't have to be admitted. So we just have to give them guidance on the best action to take.
Well,
we know that's frustrating, but that's, for right now, that's what we have to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's handed down by the state, and you have rules you have to go by. We certainly understand that. And it could be the flu. And am I understanding this right? I may be speaking out of turn, but if you test for the flu, then you're not positive for the coronavirus. Is that safe to say? Am I understanding that right?
If you test positive for the flu, then you know for sure that the symptoms you're experiencing could be from the flu. But that does not necessarily rule out the coronavirus, because you can have two viruses at once.
I see.
So, I mean, I think the biggest thing that people need to really take heed of is making sure that they practice the social distancing, be smart about what you're touching. There was an article published in the New England Journal of Medicine that has established that the virus can live up to 24 hours on cardboard, 2 to 3 days on plastic and stainless steel. So I caution people when you're going to the grocery store. I mean, you want to make sure that you're using your hand gels and that you're doing everything you can to be safe. If you do have the symptoms, then self-quarantine. And if you end up with emergency symptoms, which would be like difficulty breathing, chest pain, confusion, or if your lips are turning blue, your face is turning blue, that's the time when you know you need to seek emergency care.
Get that care. Go through the steps. Make sure you're safe. Make sure your family's safe. Make sure your community is safe. We are all in this together, no doubt about it. Again, a lot of information passed along this morning. We really appreciate Tracy Conroy, CEO from Davies Community Hospital, and Nancy Devine, the Director of Nursing at the hospital. Cannot thank you enough for sharing this information with us. You guys have been great. You know, we've said from the get-go, everyone is transparent here, from you, the staff at DCH, to Kathy in the health department. Nobody's hiding anything. I know people have that conspiracy theory out there, but the bottom line is the information we have, we pass along to you when we get it. The hospital staff, the health department, they do the same, and we will continue to keep you up to date with new information. Ladies, before I let you go, I know there's a lot of talk, and some are already practicing this, of essential vehicles on the road only and complete shutdown. Are you guys hearing anything of something like that that may eventually take place in our community?
Duane, I'm glad you brought that up, because I definitely wanted to make sure we discuss that, because I know something, you know, we've talked about how appreciative we are to the frontline staff, all the first responders. Just like Nancy said, they're at the forefront of battling this new virus, and it is scary. So, you know, what all of the healthcare workers and the first responders, I think what we ask is please go by the guidelines that are being enforced by our local and national government. You know, it's very frustrating. I've heard healthcare workers, we've talked about it here in our meetings. You know, on the news you see all the people that have elected to go ahead and go on vacation and be on spring break and be on crowded beaches. That's very frustrating for those first responders and everybody that is trying to fight this new virus when they're not going by the guidelines. So, you know, I think that's what we as healthcare workers ask, is please go by the guidelines. They're there for a reason, and we've got to battle this virus together. And if we're going to continue to try to stay on top of it, in front of it, and to prevent the spread, these guidelines are important that are being handed down. So I can see those possibly being enforced to where it's going to be closures of all non-essential businesses, et cetera. And we know it puts a you know, it's hard economically. We get it. We have employees in the same shape. So it is very difficult, but we've got to battle this and do it together.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. Absolutely right. And again, stay tuned for any further updates. Nancy, is there anything you want to add as we close out this this visit here today?
Yeah, I just want everybody to stay safe. You know, practice what we're telling them. And the biggest piece to this is, again, don't panic. You know, it's a scary situation. However, we're going to get through this.
Absolutely. And, you know, I read this morning in some material that I was studying today before the show, we are at that pivotal point right now where we can handle this like South Korea and have a mild impact, or we can go to the complete opposite end and end up like Italy, which is really, really struggling right now. So when we say social distancing, we cannot stress that enough. I know it sounds like a broken record, and hopefully people are getting the point at this time. Please, please, please do what we ask of you, and we can battle this thing.
Absolutely.
Well, ladies, again, thank you so much for sharing the time with us today. We appreciate it. As always, I usually say the door is always open, but in this case, the phone is always here. Give us a call. We're a phone call away if any new information comes out that we need to get out there. And one final thing I would add on Nancy's comments about do not panic. That's a very good point. Do not panic. And then the other thing I would add is please do not spread rumors, all right? Like I said, we hear them every day about people who say they heard this and this and this and this. If anything develops, we will have it on. But please do not spread rumors that are not coming from direct officials working at the hospital or in some kind of official capacity. Would you guys echo that thought?
Absolutely.
All right, ladies. Well, again, thank you so much. Appreciate it very much. And if you need anything else, please let us know. Great information. We thank you for sharing it with us this morning.
Thank you.